In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
This last week was our last session for the Alpha course. We had combined two sessions into one. So the topics under consideration were, why tell others, and why is the church important? The discussion following a dynamic presentation with loads of high-tech visuals was heartwarming. It was so because it was honest. The group started listing all the reasons why it thought we have so many empty spaces in our pews today across denominations. I list some of their thoughts here. A person hurt by another person often shifts the responsibility for hurt onto God. A past negative experience in the church community. People forgetting that a church is made up of sinners, not gods. Fear of exposure of one's vulnerability in a community that may abuse that knowledge. I don't need church to be a good person. If church is a family, just think of your own family. Do you really want to be with it all the time? Desire to avoid annoying people. People bug me, as it was said. The loving and gracious God is not always lived out in the workings of a church community. Fear of being considered weird and out of the mainstream behavior by claiming Christian identity. The list was far longer and much more engaging than I can do it justice today. Now, you must be wondering, why am I sharing this with you as part of my sermon for today? The reason is the last verse from the epistle and the last verse from the gospel that you just heard. Let me put these verses together for you. Brothers and sisters, do not be weary in doing what is right. By your endurance, you will gain your souls. The epistle reading is actually quite misleading due to its mistranslation of the Greek adverb atektos as idle. The word idle should actually be translated as disruptive. This epistle is not about the ethics of work, as the mistranslation may lend itself to mean. It is about people in a community who, instead of holding on to what is right and edifying, are choosing to become a disruption to God's work. They are busybodies, distracting the faithful. Yes, it can even happen today. People's own passions, interests, and even resources can distract the faithful. Paul warns against such a phenomenon and holds the principle that gospel should be free from all worldly coercions, temptations, and even benefits. The gospel message for today is also the same. Don't let beautiful buildings, insurrections, warfare, natural calamities, etc., distract you from living the faith. Hold tight. Against all odds, endure. Of course, this message is easier preached than lived. In human living, we have to negotiate the influence of the context all the time. We cannot live in a bubble. Interestingly, Jesus never asks of us to live in a bubble. He wants us to live in the world. Engage with the world. Be vulnerable to the harshness of the world, always knowing that despite all challenges and hardships, not a hair of our head will perish, as the scripture says. This is to say that no one can ultimately hurt the faithful who endures in Jesus' name. Negotiating life in the contemporary world is not easy. There is a deep mistrust of institutions. There is a deep mistrust of leadership. People are lied to all the time. Yet there remains a deep lure in material resources and our own ability to use what we have for our own good. I think for this reason, the Methodist Church in this country has a media campaign suggesting that the true church is not necessarily what happens on Sunday mornings, but what happens in soup kitchens and during disaster relief efforts and in building homes for others. All the ways we use our resources to do good in the world. It is a very appealing message, especially for the young who seek to be authentic through a clear proof of putting their actions where their mouths are. In our own denomination, and even in the evangelical churches, the story is not much different. Views on issues may differ, but the underlying thought process is the same. In the midst of this struggle to be contextually relevant, have we not deconstructed the church, the body of Christ, to be in our own likeness? Isn't our contextual relevance binding the gospel instead of unbinding it? Isn't our self-reliance disruptive to the gospel promise? Should we not be gathering as a community, not to hone our wisdom, for as the scripture says, that will be given when needed, but to encourage each other, to encourage each other to endure in Jesus' name. In the midst of all chaos, may God guide us and help us to endure in His Son's name, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.